95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hi, man. How are you doing?
Yeah, rough day?
You know, it was a good weekend, man.
Yeah?
How you feeling?
I can always tell how good Sluggo's weekend is by how he is on Monday. What's a rough day today?
What's left of Sluggo is
here.
Yeah, he was good. I mean, it wasn't crazy. You know, it wasn't the olden days, that's for sure.
Right.
But
because you would die.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now that I'm in my olden days, it's, you know how it is.
It's a little more tame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? Did you have a good weekend?
Had a good weekend. Went to the Echoes of Hope charity poker tournament for Luke Robitaille and the Kings. Yeah.
Nice. And how did that go?
It went pretty good.
Yeah.
For other people. But it was fun.
Yeah. Love your poker.
I do. I love poker.
Dude, you and I sat down to your very first proper poker game in Las Vegas at Four Queens. It was downtown.
I think that was it. Yeah.
And we were both like, we never sat down to a proper poker game.
I've never played. Let's sit down and do it.
I won my first hand.
Yeah.
Very first hand out the gate.
I didn't.
And then I played three more and I got the hell out. I never really, again, you've been in it forever. Since.
I've been stuck in it now for about 20 years.
That's great, man.
It was good fun, though. It was a good cause.
Yeah.
It was good fun.
Cool.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
Give me five.
Yeah, songs. What is it? Time, you know, because we have an extra hour. Maybe that's why I'm feeling so relaxed.
Stop it.
I had an extra hour of sleep.
Oh, it drives me crazy. People just say it affects them for weeks.
Weeks is ridiculous. But the only thing that's annoying is the dog is like, why are we not going out yet?
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah,
because
the dog's internal clock doesn't recognize.
Yeah.
It, yeah.
He's saying it's 7 a.m. It's actually 6 a.m.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't need that.
So, songs about time.
Yes.
Or with time in the title?
Yeah, well, you know, about time. Whatever
right.
strikes your fancy.
There are scientists who say the environmental problems are going to cause us to become cannibals.
Yes!
By 2060.
Finally, I have an excuse.
So we're going to delve into that.
Soylent Green. That's awesome.
You already finished your Christmas shopping.
No, I haven't. Really? You think some people have?
Yes, I know some people.
Really?
Have. Yes.
November 6th?
My future mother-in-law finished.
What?
Entirely.
I have one item on my
last
to-buy list.
Right.
One.
And that's a great start for you.
It is.
Same.
It's amazing. Wow.
What's up with Florida
on
the show today? Yep. Why I don't want to work for the CIA?
They have been begging you to come work
for them. They really
have. Yeah.
Thank you for noticing.
Not going to do that?
No, I'm not.
All right.
People are dumb.
Boy, that's a fact.
Coming up next on 95.5 KLOS.
War! What's it good for? You play that when you're old. Kevin were here, worked at an oldies station
a million
years ago. You had to play that one occasionally.
I don't know. I think it was older than that. I remember it being like Beach Boys and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like those real
like
60s
50s.
Sugar gum pop.
Like
really?
Early 50s.
I can't see you playing 50s music.
Me either.
Wow, that's crazy.
Especially when I was 21.
Yeah.
You know what I have realized over the years?
What is it that you have realized over the years, Kevin?
I have realized that people are dumb.
Really? I don't know.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A man dressed as a banana costume.
I've gone for that as that a couple of times on Halloween.
This is going back to October 30th,
mm-hmm.
the day before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Ran from police after a Key West police officer saw him peeing on the sidewalk right next to a porta potty.
Now, having worn a banana costume, there's no easy way to get said item out to do so.
That's one of those head to foot.
Yes. It's just there's
costumes.
You just pull it off. I mean, so did he rip it open? Was he just peeing out the bottom?
It doesn't tell how he worked it.
That's the last thing in the world you want to see is a banana peeing.
Correct.
You don't want that.
Mortimer, who attends.
Mortimer!
That's his name.
Woo! All right, Mortimer. Good name, dude.
Who attends the University of Miami immediately fled to a bar down the street. And an officer had to identify himself. In the heart of Old Town, which features more than 40 bars and likely other banana devotees.
Yeah, I mean, this is right before Halloween. There must have been all sorts of crazy costumes and a few bananas, probably.
Mortimer was zigzagging to prevent capture. I wish there was video.
Yes. Who didn't? Why didn't it? There's always grabbing boring videos. How'd you not get the banana?
The banana running from a cop doing zigzags.
Come on.
The second cop grabbed him by the peel. I don't know if that's code or not.
That hurts, man. That hurts right
Mortimer
there.
Then twisted and pulled away. He was still on. He was still going to get away.
I hope he was dropping banana peels for them to slip on.
Before the cop used a leg sweep to knock him to the ground. Even then, he interlaced his fingers and held them tightly together so that they couldn't handcuff him.
Right on. That's my brother, the Banana Mortimer. Yeah.
He's wearing the banana suit in his mugshot.
You can see the top heel part of it. Yeah, yeah.
In the mugshot.
He's making Chiquita proud.
And for that, I say good work, Mortimer.
Yeah, dude.
Well done. Here's why I don't want to work for the CIA. And I don't know, where are you with this spy stuff?
I
love it.
Yes, but I'm no good at it. My wife is insanely good at it. She can track people down. She can tell you where people live. I mean, it's crazy.
Your wife has scared me.
Yeah,
she
right?
Has, yes. Her abilities.
Yeah, but me, I don't know.
Movies about secret agents?
Love that stuff.
Love it, sure. As well.
Yeah, Born Identity is brilliant.
Can't get enough.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite.
Great stuff.
Yes,
yeah,
agreed.
Yeah, yeah.
This is why I'm glad I'm not working for the CIA, though. Mm. The CIA rectal toolkit the 80s was for the Cold War spies.
Sure. You know?
What I have in my hand is a CIA-issued rectal toolkit.
Is it fresh off the factory line, I hope?
It would
when
appear
he's holding
so.
It?
I mean, yes.
Oh, my God. You have a picture? He's about to show me a picture.
I want you to see how big it
folks.
Is.
Whoa!
It's the size of his hand.
Whoa!
From wrist to longest finger.
No!
And it's...
How do you get comfortable with that ever?
It's fat.
How do you not wear?
You know what I mean?
Walk like a board the whole time.
I don't fully understand exactly why I... Where I would try to...
I just, yeah, you're right. I'm already out. I can't work for the CIA if
right?
That's what they have.
What I have in my hand is a CIA-issued rectal toolkit.
It's massive.
When you give it to me as a CIA agent, I go, no?
No.
No.
Okay, where do I quit? How do I, where's the paper to sign?
Give me a pill to swallow so I can kill myself.
There you go.
I don't want to shove that up my ass.
Yep, nope, not happening.
Given to CIA officers during the height of the Cold War. So the materials that rectal toolkits are made out of varies to a degree, but you want to make sure that you have a material that does not have the chance of having kind of sharp edges.
Yes.
That seems like a very good idea.
Agreed.
Yeah. Or be huge, like this is.
Or any kind of splintering effect because of the sensitive places that we're putting this.
Right.
Sensitive places. The sensitive places.
Oh,
that we're putting
getting
that.
A little too sexy
it
with
really
the music
is.
Too on that, yeah.
It also has to be finely machined. The seals have to be very tight, not only to prevent things from seeping into the actual toolkit itself.
What things?
But also so that you don't have any kind of sharp edges or ridges that could possibly injure you when you're using this particular artifact.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the CIA rectal toolkit.
So in the Cold War, if you were marching around in Russia or whatever, you might have one of these lodged inside yourself.
Or maybe like East Berlin or something
sure.
like that. Yeah.
There it is.
Unbelievable.
Hey, comrade, why are you walking so upright and stiff?
Don't worry about it.
What the toolkit allows them to do is have on hand weight.
Well, you know, not necessarily on hand. And you don't want to have to go get
it. Hands reach.
Right.
Ways to get them out of a bad situation, to pick a lock, to drill your way through a door.
I'm sorry, hold up.
There's something in there that can drill your
you're
way through a door?
You're carrying a drill in your ass?
That seems a little dangerous.
No! That's why it's so big!
I'm going to have to talk to Moneypenny about this. I don't think...
Carve your way to make a small tunnel. Or think of all the different ways that you could maybe break out of a jail cell. Like, the you know, things that people might bake into a cake. Well, these are all encompassed inside this toolkit. Because guards are going to put you in a place and say, oh, the door's locked. We don't have to really pay a lot of attention to this guy. Because they don't think that you have these tools with you.
Because
if you do, you have a huge advantage.
They're like, no one's going to ram anything. There's nothing there, clearly.
Somebody's going to be holding on to bars at the top and dropping themselves on their feet, trying to get it out. What are you doing?
You got any Miralax? Guards, I need some Miralax. Damn.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo with the new Stone song.
So good. From Hackney Diamonds, that is Angry. And no surprise, the album is already number one in the UK. Mm-hmm. It's the 14th time the Stones have had the number one album in the UK. But this is pretty damn amazing. It entered the US album charts at number three.
Yeah.
On the Billboard charts. Entered at number three, continues to grow, and this is pretty crazy. They are the first act to reach the top 10 in the United States with new albums in every single decade since the 1960s.
Wow.
So they've set another record here. Well done, guys.
What's up with
Florida. Florida man arrested for botching his cousin's circumcision. A Florida man was arrested last month.
No.
After he allegedly tried circumcising his toddler cousin.
I'll do this. Give me that butter knife over there.
29-year-old Timothy Powell was taken into custody and booked on child abuse charges earlier in October.
Wow.
Because he tried snipping his 2-year-old relative's penis while babysitting him in Daytona Beach.
Oh, he's like, hey, nobody circumcised the kid yet. Hold on, I'll get that done for you guys. No charge.
Powell was watching his young cousin while the kid's parents were away. They'll never make that mistake again.
No kidding.
And mom and dad got a call from their nephew at one point saying he had to rush their son to the hospital because he was bleeding from his crotch. Never want to hear those words.
No, ever. Ever. In your life, at any point.
As it turns out, the child appeared to have been cut. And when asked about this, Powell reportedly told police...
What's that now?
Glass must have been in the diaper.
You know, somehow...
So, you know how that happens.
You know, you're like, you're watching TV, and all of a sudden you got glass in your shorts. I've had that many times.
100 times.
Many times.
Upon further questioning, however, Powell reportedly said he may have pulled the baby's foreskin down too hard...
Dude.
...while trying to clean him.
No.
Of course, cops weren't buying that either. Because the nurses said it looked like there's a clean cut. It's far too precise for any kind of accident like he was describing.
Wow.
He is facing aggravated child abuse charges and is still locked up in prison.
And should have something cut off himself, I think.
Oh, my God.
I think that's really fair. A tooth for a tooth and a foreskin for a foreskin, right?
I don't think that's how it goes.
Damn.
But that's good enough. All right, so. Last night, at dinner, having a conversation.
Right.
Mother-in-law.
Right.
Finished with her Christmas gifts.
What?
Finished entirely.
Really? For everybody? Because there's kids involved?
There's 4 grandchildren.
What? How?
Finished.
How?
Great question. I don't know.
How far along are you, Kevin?
I have not... I bought one gift.
You bought a gift already?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes, celebrate me.
You bastard. Yay, well done. I have one gift on my to-buy list, and I have...
Okay, so you started a to-buy list. Yeah. Let's give you a round of applause.
Seriously, I have maybe 5 people to buy for myself, maybe.
So there's not a lot of pressure.
No, but I never get it done. It's like the week before Christmas. Where do you usually
land? Have you ever tasted the sweet chaos of Christmas Eve?
Yes.
At the stores.
Yeah.
You're not trying to find
something
good.
Time, but
you're just trying to find the best thing that's still in the store.
And the closest that they might actually kind of appreciate and think you've put a little thought into.
But you didn't. Because it's Christmas Eve.
Because it's Christmas Eve.
I have done that many times.
How did she do it? What's her secret?
I think she just pays attention all year and then orders stuff online, I would guess.
Oh, and she's probably nice. And she actually likes people and cares about them.
Sure. So you are finished with your Christmas gifts. I'll bet there are a lot of other people out there that are as well.
Really? You think?
I think we will get people to call that all of the buying of Christmas gifts is behind
already
them.
Already done.
Bonus points if you've already wrapped them.
Yeah, let's hear about that. 818-955-KLOS. And what's your secret? How do you do it? I mean, it seems like most people I know are more like us. My wife will get things done. She's just so organized.
Here's my problem. But I did try one year to order stuff early.
Yeah.
And then I hid it.
Yeah.
So that my kids wouldn't see it or find it.
Sure. Oh, but of course they're going to find it.
Nope.
They didn't.
Find it, nor did I remember where it was. That has happened every Christmas for the last 10 years.
So it could still be in the attic of the last house.
I'll find something in March, and I go, hey, this is your Christmas gift. I just found it. I forgot about it.
That's awesome, dude.
So 818-955-KLOS. You're finished with your Christmas shopping.
And we'll be real nice about it. We're really happy for it. Now, I want to know how you did it. Well done. I congratulate you.
818-955-KLOS.
I think the technical term is overachiever.
Agreed.
But we're looking for people who have already got their Christmas shopping done.
It's Monday, November 6th, and you're finished with your Christmas shopping?
Hi, this is Monique.
Monique, are you finished?
Yeah.
With your Christmas shopping.
What?
Yes.
How did you do that?
I guess I was just like, I was just, you know, looking at like my paycheck and thinking, okay.
Are you an orphan and you've just got no one to buy for?
Would you like to be?
Actually, I don't have that many people to buy for, but like the few that I do, I just.
What did you get for Kevin and I?
Oh, like whatever you want.
Woo-hoo! Wow, I didn't realize. Woo-hoo! That's fantastic. Extra bonus points. Are they wrapped?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, right. You don't get the bonus points.
You're not as good as you thought you were.
Monique.
I mean, we're impressed, yeah. Monique.
Thanks for calling. So she's already done it. Have you? 818-955-KLOF.
You're done with your Christmas shopping? Question mark?
That would be over there.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Molly's
that song
done.
Is over.
Yeah, Molly's like, we're done.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. We're talking about people who already have their Christmas shopping.
Can you imagine on November 6th? Have you got it done? Are you truly done? Is that right?
Hello. Anybody that's got their Christmas shopping done now is an overachiever.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's the way I'm leaning. I mean, I'm impressed, but... Blah.
I'm impressed because it's something that I could never do, I don't think.
What's the latest you've done your Christmas shopping on?
Oh, well, pretty much Christmas Eve.
Yes.
So you get those caring, deeply thought-out presents
for
people.
Christmas Eve peeps.
Yeah, it turns out to be lottery tickets or gift cards.
Oh, it's another lottery ticket. Thank you.
Just something you can get from your neighborhood gas station.
I mean, at least you bother.
Exactly.
Right? You know, I think that's what counts.
Hey, the thought that matters.
No, it's not what counts. He needs to do better than that. But
all right, we want to hear from you if you've already got your Christmas presents shopped for, bought, purchased.
Finished.
Done.
818-955-KLOS.
That was like a Christmas carol. We're singing in unison.
Nope.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're good. Thank you. You already finished with your Christmas shopping?
Almost.
Really?
Yeah, just one or two items.
How many people do you have to buy for?
About seven, or no, nine now.
When did you start your shopping spree this year?
Well, it just kind of throughout the year as things come up. A lot of times, a lot of things are on sale throughout the year that aren't necessarily on sale during the season.
Very true.
That makes sense.
So,
okay, so you shop during the year. Have you ever done what I do, which is to hide the gift so that nobody will find it and then forget where it is?
All the time.
Yes!
Every year, usually around March or April, yep, when I'm starting to change out,
yep,
the winter clothes or the spring clothes. Oh, that's where I hit it.
And then you give it to your kid, and you go, it's still Christmas. Congratulations.
Yeah, whatever holiday's closest. Give me five
songs in a row. About time. Around the theme of time.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin is one of those people who's very upset by the time change every year.
With time as the theme.
He really loses his mind and he can't sleep.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people.
Just no. Really completely freaks
no,
out.
I'm good.
So we're doing songs about time. Yeah, you really don't care. That's
nope.
Good. Salute, sir. Salute. So any song you can think about that has something to do with time, 818-955-KLOS.
Or if you're still on Twitter, it's at Kevin and Sluggo.
There you go.
That was for Heidi Grijalva.
Sticks.
How about Too Much Time on My Hands by Sticks?
Good one. I love that song.
And then John Nichols said, what about Muse? Time is running out. Let's give me five. We're playing songs about time.
Because of the time change, when are we going to stop playing this little game? When we just quit screwing around with the clocks? That's one smart thing Arizona does. They're like, we don't need a little time change.
Yeah, but now, calling my mom, she's an hour ahead now.
So confusing.
Yeah.
You know, people that live in Bullhead City but work at the casinos in Laughlin across a straight line, that's the river.
Right.
They have to keep in mind all the time what time it is so they're not late.
That's fantastic.
It drives them crazy.
And by that, I mean crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, we're looking for songs about time. Hello, KLOS, what should we play?
Yes, play Time by Chambers Brothers.
A nice one. Time has come today. Thank you. Very good. Love it.
Thank you.
We're doing Give Me Five songs with time in the title. And John in LA on Twitter wants to hear Time Is On My Side by the Rolling Stones. Here you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones. They set a new record. This is pretty insane, or at least hit a new benchmark, thanks to Hackney Diamonds, their latest album.
Right.
They have six decades of a album in the top ton of the U.S. album charts.
The top ton?
Yeah, the top ton. That's nuts, man. That every single decade for 6 decades now, they've had a an album in the top 10. That's just unbelievable. I have one more song we got to do.
All right.
We have to play some exciting commercial messages.
Give me six.
One more. Yeah, one more time song. And by the way, whoever is in charge of this whole time change thing, for the sake of my dog, who's wondering, why am I not getting my dinner on time? Why must I wait another hour? Can we stop doing this, please? I'm begging you. One last time song for our time. Give me five today from the Zombies. You love that hippie music. You love the stylings of the
best.
Hippies.
It's the best. A Swedish scientist speaking at Stockholm Summit last week offered an unusual possible tactic in combating global climate change.
All right. Well, it's necessary. What's he come up with?
Eating human flesh.
Dun, dun, dun.
The Stockholm School of Economics professor and researcher Magnus Söderlund said he believes eating human meat derived from dead bodies might be able to help the human race if only a world where society were to awaken to the idea.
Silent breed is people!
He's saying that it would help.
That was actually supposed to happen this year, I think. That movie came out in 73 or something, and I think it was supposed to happen in 2023. And here he is saying this now? He's being serious?
We have the Heineken 00 hotline fired up, and we have the Stockholm professor and researcher, Magnus Söderlund, on board.
Yes, I'm on board. Here I am.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for taking some time out today.
Thank you so much for having me on the show to talk about, you know, eating other people.
Well, so are you...
You okay there?
Yeah, I'm just...
Everybody okay?
It's just a freaking thought that's, out. It's hard to get your head around.
If you're not okay, I'll eat you.
Oh, threats right out the gate.
Hold up, don't people have to be dead?
Well, it's going to happen to everyone eventually, so right. I want to get first dibs.
Have you actually tasted human flesh yet?
Oh, yes. I've been eating it for years. Yeah. In there.
It makes people crazy, doesn't it? Isn't that supposed to make people...
No, that's an old wives' tale.
Okay.
I know, because I ate an old wife once.
What's the best, most filling part of the body?
Oh, it's going to be the butt. I like to be a good butt steak. I mean, the wife and I will say, oh, you hungry? Yes. Do you feel like Mexican? Yes, actually I do. And next thing you know, you're eating Juan.
Could they be maybe serving that at Taco Bell eventually if you have your way and get people to start eating human flesh?
I don't know about that, but it would change the meaning to Jack in the Box a lot, you know, than seeing.
Boy, that's a fact.
Yes, it would. What? So how's the fight going? How are you doing so far trying to get people up for this?
It's hard. A lot of people have what we call the yuck factor when it comes to eating people.
Sure.
They go, yuck, I don't want to eat no people.
Right. I don't think anyone's in favor of that.
But we, you know, when the end times come and we have floods and disasters and mm-hmm. people are starving in streets and we don't have food for everybody, mm-hmm. all of a sudden Aunt Joan's going to look pretty good to you. I'm telling you this.
You're just kind of trying to rush the whole thing along, so we're sort of used to it. You said something about 2060 something, that it's going to be just a no choice by that point in time?
Yes, but then we'll have no choice, so it's good now for everybody to get on the board to eat the mama train.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Go down the Olive Garden and get some Italian.
CHP releases new information about crash and grab robbery. Do you remember that?
Crash and grab? No. Huh?
Yeah, it was October 24th, and it was on the 10 freeway, and a group of thieves robbed a driver after deliberately causing a crash.
Oh, man.
So they cause a crash, right. And then the car behind them pulls up, and there's four guys in hoods, and they run to the car and steal something.
I don't like the future. The future sucks.
Right.
Wow.
Right. It seems like that might be a new thing.
Was this on the 10? Was it a Lamborghini or what kind of car did they hit?
Let's see. It was captured on video, eastbound 10 freeway near Arlington Avenue. According to the Highway Patrol, a black Dodge Caravan deliberately crashed into a black Alfa Romeo sedan.
Well, there you go.
Forcing it into the embankment.
Right.
With the Alfa Romeo disabled, video recorded by two drivers shows four men jumping out wearing dark clothing and masks. jumping out of the caravan and swarming the sedan, grabbing items while the victim was on his knees with his arm raised.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God, is this a new... Apparently it's not.
Oh.
According to the CHP, the victim was a jewelry dealer visiting from Hong Kong.
Oh, wow. Welcome. So, welcome to America.
So the people knew
who he was and what he had. Wow.
He was in. He left the U.S. the day after the robbery.
I would imagine so. I'm like, out of here, man. They told me not to come here. Yeah.
Oh, my God. The thieves fled in their white Chevy Malibu and left the caravan at the scene.
Right.
And they haven't been caught yet. But it was a specific guy that they tracked down and made him crash, and then got out and stole all the diamonds.
Huh. Wow, diamonds. You know, when you're carrying diamonds around, I don't usually drive my Alfa Romeo when I'm carrying a bunch of my diamonds.
Yeah, I mean, you want to go low pro.
Yeah, I go my Ford Pinto,
right,
you know?
Sure.
And everybody leaves me alone.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In the 80s, the CIA had something called the rectal toolkit for Cold War spies.
Rectal and tool together again.
Agreed. That's when I decided not to be a spy. What's up with Florida? A guy was babysitting his baby cousin and tried to circumcise him. The kid ended up in the hospital, and the guy ended up in jail.
This has been a painful day, man.
Yes,
this
it has
been a painful day.
And the name game is back tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we got a brand new game starting tomorrow, and it's going to be at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank. So if they don't give you the loot, we will, or Marcy will, or someone will. You'll win. You're going to win. Name game tomorrow. Be ready to play. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
The new thing from U2, Atomic City. How many more huge moments can those guys have?
No kidding.
They have done so much over their career, and now they just open probably the most iconic, unique, original, insane venues on the planet.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
I mean, that Sphere is going to change everything. It's going to change how we all do concerting from now on. You just have to start to match that. And they opened it.
Yep.
Just amazing.
They're
incredible.
Taking a break for the F1 race that's going to come to Las Vegas.
That's right.
Which is going through the streets.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
Yep.
And then they'll be back. And I'm excited about that.
Yep. A whole bunch more dates.
Go.
Yeah. You have your tickets already.
Very excited about
that. Dang, dude.
Yes. Right, yes. Yes.
Yay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Woo, yay.
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's happening, my brother?
We have tickets for holidays at the Disney Resort.
Yes, we do. Sometime between 4 and 5.
We'll tell you when to call.
Yep, be ready.
Keep listening for that. We have tickets for you for the holidays at the Disneyland Resort. We will take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hello! KLOS, who's this?
This is Brian. Brian Westerhouse.
Brian, you are caller 25.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I just tell my buddy that I can't get through if my life depends on it, and then the thing starts ringing. You gotta be kidding me.
You got 4 one-day, one-park tickets to experience the holidays at Disneyland Resort.
Wow.
So if your life depends on it next time, go ahead and call us, because apparently you'll get through.
Wow, okay. Hell yeah.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Yes, but well done. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much there, Kevin and Slow Guy. Listen to you guys every evening. I guess eventually I was going to hook up.
Nice. Well, now we'll see you at Disneyland.
Wow, that's great.
Hey, Eric. Eric at Allied Universal Security. Thanks for listening to KLOS, man.
Good work.
Yeah, Eric always has us on at Allied Universal Security. That's very cool of him.
He deserves a bonus.
Yeah, he does. Nice hard slap on the back. The Rolling Stones rudely pushed the Beatles song Yesterday out of the number one spot on This Day in Rock in 1965 and started a 2-week run at number one on the U.S. singles charts with Hey, You, Get Off My Cloud. The Beatles finished mixing 4 songs on This Day in Rock in 1967 at Abbey Road Studios, including Hello, Goodbye, Your Mother Should Know, Magical Mystery Tour, and I Am the Walrus.